Hi, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your new spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Now, let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in this week's video, Desires Part One, Jane will be sharing with us how her spiritual journey began and the power of overcoming the past. Let's watch and listen.
I have recently received a lot of emails from you all that are watching my videos asking, how did my journey begin? What was the thing that propelled me into moving into a higher consciousness? What triggered it? Because we all have a triggering point. We really do, and I'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But what I want to tell you is that the thing that triggered me, when I was a little girl, I would say to my grandmother and mother, God has a plan for my life. But as my life unfolded, my parents told me, it was the 50s, and you need to get married, you need to have children, and that's what you were created to do. Well, please believe me, this was the 50s. So I, like a good little girl, thought, well, that must be God's plan for my life. But I didn't buy it exactly. There's something in my brain that said, I know there's a more. I don't know what it is. So I began to ask that question probably more directly about when I was 27. I started to, my father would talk to me about the spiritual journey, and that was when I first kind of learned about a spiritual journey. Oh, what does that mean, Dad? Well, that means that you're going to love Jesus and honor Jesus in your life. He died for your sins. Well, that put up 25,000 questions for me. It says, how did that happen? Well, honey, you just gotta believe. Well, wow, I'm not sure I get that picture. How did he die for my sins 2,000 years ago? I don't get it. And that puzzled me. And I kept kind of wanting to know more about that. It's one of those things you flash through your mind occasionally, boom, boom, boom. And I talked to my mother about this several times, and one day she came over to my house with a book, and the book was called I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes by Glenn Clark. And she said, you know, Janie, I think you might be interested in reading this. I found it very interesting because of some of the questions you've asked us in the past. So I thought, wow, good, yay, maybe I have some help here. So I took this little blue book, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes, and started to read it. I was intrigued because Glenn Clark is talking about the conscious, the subconscious, the God conscious mind, meditation. What are your desires? What is it that you really want out of life? He was asking all these questions and talking about how if you advanced your consciousness, you would have a better opportunity to fulfill your most sincere desire. Well, that was interesting. Most sincere desire. Now, what on earth was my most sincere desire? Interestingly enough, on the third chapter of his book, he talked about checks. Yeah, I'm talking about checks and banks. He said, pretend like God is the bank account, the bank company, and he has given you 7 checks. And you can put on anything you want to on these 7 checks and put them in to deposit them into God's bank account. Well, this was kind of an intriguing thought for me. And so I pondered on this and thought about this and thought, okay, what is it that I really want? What desire do I have? And in this book, he also mentioned meditation and letting go of the ego, which were also very interesting to me. What does that mean? I didn't understand, but I wanted to know. So now I've got 7 checks, and God's going to fulfill these 7 checks for me. What am I going to put on the 7 steps, 7 checks? Well, I wrote, I want to know you, God. That was what I asked on my first check. Then I wrote down, God, I want to know you. My third check, God, I want to know you. Then my fourth check, God, I want to know you. Fifth, sixth, and seventh, the same thing, God, I want to know you. I had no idea what I was asking. I just knew my heart. I knew my heart had a desire to know God, to experience God. Whatever my little 31-year-old person wanted, I wanted it. And as naive as I was, and I was surely naive, because I had God on the pedestal, and God was my great romance, and I loved God with all my heart, but I didn't know at all what that truly meant. So when my mother came over a couple weeks later and sat down, and she said, how did you like the book? And I said, I really got a lot out of it. But it was really interesting when he asked what I really wanted, what was my most sincere desire. I only had one, and that was to know God. And you know, Mom, I've been telling you that ever since I was 5. God has a plan for my life, and I need to connect with God. The little 5-year-old didn't know what she was talking about, or did she? Oh, did she? That little 5-year-old came in with a life plan. Yes, indeed. My little 5-year-old was aware. She hadn't been colored by the world. She was still wanting to know something. And as I grew older, that kind of vanished in the process of my first grade, et cetera, graduating from high school and college, et cetera. It kind of got on the wayside. However, it was always in my consciousness, always wanting to know. And I remember when I got married, I said to my soon-to-be husband, you know, God has a plan for my life, and I don't know what it is. And I know it's to have children, and I think it's about being a good wife, all those things, but there has got to be something more to this. I see women doing this all the time, and my aunts and my mom and all her friends are doing these wonderful things for their families. And I like that idea, and of course I'll do it. But I know there's a more. There is more. So I'm talking to all of you that knows there is a more. Because if you dig down deep within your soul, there is a part of you that wants to know God. wants to experience God, to have a personal relationship with a higher power, so to speak. And that's where I was coming from. Didn't understand it, didn't know what it all meant, but I had a desire. So that began my process, so to speak, my process to know. And through this little book, they talked about meditation. And I thought, Jesus went up to the mountain and meditated. Oh, okay, to connect with his Father, God. If Jesus did that, I can do that too. So that started the ball rolling, so to speak, to move my own self and get a greater connection, not knowing what I was doing or why I was doing it. Now you see me 50 years later, and here I am, and I can talk to you about all this because I have a different point of view on all of that as I grew spiritually. But I want to tap into your desire. If you're listening to this video, if you're asking these questions, how did I get started? There's a part of you that wants to know what you need to do to move in consciousness, to fulfill your heart's desire. What is your heart's desire? The big reason why the heart's desire is absolutely the most important thing. Then there's all the minor desires. And I'll talk about the minor desires in a minute or two. But I want to tell you that the first desire is to know God or to experience God or to know how to love like God loves. All those little questions will all take you to the same place. They'll all take you to that same God awareness. You're only going to know God as you experience God. And God is an experience that you understand. It's just like I tell many of my students. A woman knows what it's like to have a baby, but a guy doesn't. He can hear the labor pains, he can be there, but he doesn't know till he comes back into another life and experiences it. So we're all going to have babies, male, female, doesn't matter. So we have all the experiences necessary to grow spiritually. But you don't know what something's like till you experience it. You wouldn't know what it meant to be human until you experience being human. You won't know how to be in God until you experience being in God. But ultimately, you have to let go of the ego, personality self that you came into incarnation with. And that, my friends, is the hard part. That requires every inch of your desires. It creates every possibility, all the courage, all the desire, passion, will to move out of a limited consciousness into the vast consciousness of God. Because we live in a limited consciousness. It's very limited, but it opens up to a door that will bring in the energy of the higher dimensions to awaken us to our God self. My desire is to awaken you to your God self. That's what began to happen to me. As I meditated and I connected with something larger than myself, I didn't understand it, but it was there and it was an energy. And as I got used to that vibration and energy, I began to change. I began to look at my life as the great observer of of my personality self. And that's why I constantly encourage you to be a good observer of yourself. Because if you don't observe yourself, you won't change anything. Last week, I did a video on the mind and how to control the mind. That is of essence to you. That is very important. And that was the beginning way back then that I tried to do that. And I talked a lot about that last week, about how you have to work with that and how you have to observe your mind and how you have to take control and dominate the lower self so that the higher self will express itself. It takes time. It isn't done overnight. So many of you say, why don't I suddenly wake up and I'm in God? Why do I have to work so hard? Why is it such a job? Because you have had many, many incarnations. And each incarnation brought you to greater understandings of yourself. It brought you to understand your talents, your abilities, your intelligence. All that has been the evolution of your soul. Now your soul that has evolved through all these many lifetimes has a bunch of clutter in its house of consciousness. And that clutter has to be taken care of. Because we live under a law called karma, as you sow, so you reap, things that have happened in your past are now showing up in this lifetime. They are showing up. And they're supporting your spiritual growth. Supporting your spiritual growth. These things that are difficult for you to handle are supporting your spiritual growth. Embrace them. Say yes. Yes, yes. So I had this terrible thing happen to me. My boss fired me. Now what do I do? Embrace it. Embrace whatever is happening that's negative, because it's helping you to overcome something that your soul wanted to overcome that happened in the past. So what you're doing right now has to do with your past. The people in your life are there because you had past issues and love with them. Yes, love. We always mix it up a bit when we come into an incarnation. We have support people that come to help us to do that which is ours to do and love us as we are. And we also have the other side of that, which is those souls that are there to make us uncomfortable, help us to understand more about love and understanding and moving in consciousness, because it's all about moving in consciousness. And if you can really get that, it's about moving in consciousness. All your desires of your heart need to be into one place, which is, I want to be one with God. I want to know God. I want to serve God. I want to be out of this humanhood into my godhood, which is my birthright. And I have all these puny little desires that come up into my consciousness. And if you let go of those puny little desires that won't matter at all at the end of it, it won't matter. Because you're only going to end up on the other side with whatever you are at that moment. So you weren't a millionaire. So you didn't have the perfect job. So you didn't have the perfect wife. Oh, I did have the perfect wife. I did have the perfect husband. But I sure couldn't stand my in-laws. Now, all of a sudden, you understand you have work to do with the in-laws. Or you have children that you don't understand very well, and you understand that maybe one of them is clicking with you really well, and the other couple aren't. And you think, well, they had the same rate. I raised them the same way. What's going on with them? Their soul's in evolution. And if you can get straight that they are souls in evolution, and everybody in your life is a soul evolving. They have a soul history. They have a history. And they are evolving according to their karma. So do not waste your time trying to outsmart yourself. And when I say outsmart yourself, what I am talking about is talking yourself into something that isn't necessary. Your desires are your desires, and God will fulfill them. Wow. God will fulfill them. If right now He isn't fulfilling them, well, I'll tell you, bet your life that you're going to be in another life. And you're going to be fulfilling those desires that you have left over this lifetime. Your passions. It's important now in this, I don't know, internet, we get information quickly. We know what's happening almost momentarily. Don't you want to connect with the God website, internet? How much better that is than the television or the computer? Because then you get the bigger picture about what's going on in the world. Not as they're telling you what's going on in the world, their viewpoint. But the truth of the matter, the world is in karma too. They are in karma. What's happening today in the world, and the love, the hate, all the things that are going on are karma that are unfolding before your very eyes. So we get all upset over watching something on television or hearing something on the internet, whatever. We get all upset about that. You are watching karma unfold that was created 600 years, maybe 1,000 years ago. And you have to stand above it and understand. Hold the light. When there's a disaster, hold the light. Hold the energy. Send love out there to both sides of whatever is happening so that they will awaken faster. Disasters that happen are here karmically, but they're to wake us up. They're to push us into understanding more love and more compassion and more support and more forgiveness. More forgiveness. And it's hard when you are in the third dimension and you have all this stuff coming to you 90 miles an hour. How do you sort it out? You don't. You don't sort it out. You go into meditation and hold it in the light. Hold it in energy. This universe is made of energy. There's a vibration. Connect with that energy and vibration that will support what's going on in the world. And it also supports you individually. We are not without. We have everything we need to move our consciousness if we will take responsibility to love, to serve without reward. Yeah, I said without reward. I do what I do because I love and I want to serve and I want to be genuine there for my fellow man. I want to serve. We cannot in this world of instantaneous information about wars and bombs and terrible things that are happening in this world. Hold the light for that. But hold the light for yourself also. Hold it. Because nothing is going to change in the world till we change. Nothing. Nothing will change. It is your responsibility to move forward. And I will talk to you more about this in part two of this little dissertation I'm giving you in support of your soul. Bye-bye for now.
Jane has made it perfectly clear that if we want to go beyond third dimensional consciousness, we must desire with our whole heart to let go of our personality self. It takes courage to awaken to our true self. It can't be done overnight. Now, in order to move our consciousness, we must become unconditional love and learn to serve without reward. Are you willing to accept the challenge to move beyond your limited self by taking the spiritual steps necessary to move into fourth dimensional consciousness? If so, let us support your spiritual process by joining us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our support for your journey gathering. Note, additional information is noted in the chat area below. Thank you for your loving donations to the center. Your gifts allow us to continue this work to help all express their full infinite presence. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is such an important part of this journey. So let us, at this time, relax and just be at peace. Close your eyes if you are comfortable doing so. Allow the chair to support you. You're safe. And we take a deep breath. And we open up our hearts to knowing the new expression of love we've become. We're opening up to a new vision of ourselves. A new vision of love. A new vision of selfless service. We have a new understanding of unconditional love. An expansion of consciousness. To knowing ourselves in the infinite. We are an expression of unconditional love. We are expressing selfless service. We desire only to know ourselves in the infinite. We are the light of the world. And we are one. With all. And as we move from this time together, we open up our eyes when we're comfortable. Knowing that we are supported. In the unconditional love of the infinite. Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week. Bye now.